Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Another edition of the Detour Podcast, and it's all World Championships. We're live from Wollongong, and we've got some superstars, or one superstar, and that's obviously Grace Brown and John Trevorrow, four-time national road champion from Australia, who's been on the ground in the gong. And what a privilege to have Grace on the show again, Iffy.
Yes, well, she's become a regular. Grace, look, firstly, before we get into all the other stuff, congratulations on an absolutely amazing ride. Actually, before the race started, I thought, you know, you'd be a chance for it. But once you put that time up, I thought it was, I told everyone it was done and dusted, but I jumped the gun. It was a bit iffy. But so close. It must be, I know you'd be rapt to be on the podium, and you said that, but the dream, but the rainbow, it must be frustrating to get so close.
Yeah, I think, like, I knew that I was, you know, in with a chance on the podium, and that was obviously, as I said, my goal. But yeah, as the day progressed and the way the race unfolded with all the other contenders, I got quite hopeful that maybe I could swing a win, but not quite.
If you look back at your ride, Grace, is there anything, like, I mean, there's always the coulda, woulda, shouldas, but is there anything that you'd tweak, or do you feel that you got everything out of what you could have got?
The only thing is, like, I went faster on my second lap, obviously. Well, not obviously, but I did. And, yeah, if I'd gone the same pace on my first lap, then I would have won. Maybe I held back a little bit on the first lap.
It's a hard juggling act, though. If you go out too hard, you know, you must be worried that you're going to blow a head gasket.
Yeah, that's always the worry. And I didn't really feel like I was holding back heaps, but there probably could have been something to gain there in reflection. But at the same time, I'm super happy with the ride that I put out, the power that I did, everything. So it's only because it was so close that you start questioning those things.
Mm. I think your second lap was about 15 seconds or something faster than Dyke. So, you know, but anyway, as you say, you never know. We don't want to make it into an iffy story because it's a sensational ride, and congratulations. And now, but it's not like the worlds are over. We've got on Saturday a big, big chance for another one, another go at it, crack at it.
Yeah, exactly. Sunday's made me hungry for a rainbow jersey, so we'll have another crack on Saturday. But obviously, we've got a pretty strong all-round team amongst the Aussie women, so. There's a few shoulders that could fall on.
I saw a quote from Amanda Spratt, Oz Cycling Post, and said, Alex Manley and Grace Brown have both had fantastic seasons, and they can win, both win from or podium in the race in different ways. Jeez, I fumbled my way through that one. Basically, she's saying you're up. So,
we'll blame Spratty for that. That was
pretty basic sentence, I would have thought. But, The thing when you come to World Championships, I mean, you don't get to ride together that often, let's be honest, but there must be really good chemistry in the Aussie team because, you know, a lot of you guys, you know each other so well, you know how you race, but going into Sunday, that must play as an advantage, and especially racing your home worlds.
Yeah, I think compared to a lot of other nations, we're a bit more close-knit just because, we're all away from home when we're in Europe, so there is a tendency to look out for each other a little bit, even when we're on competing teams. And most of this team were together for the Comm Games in Birmingham. And, we had a really nice atmosphere at that race. And I think we are carrying a lot of trust and good vibes into this Worlds that should really help us work together and hopefully get a good result.
Now, I saw an interview with Michael Matthews, and he said, you know, all he's been thinking about every night is the rainbow jersey. Like, there's a big build-up from the men's perspective. But then I saw another interview with today, Pogacar, and he said the weather's actually going to affect his preparation and the training. I'm thinking, what's he talking about? So I Googled it. We've got a few showers ahead this week leading up to Sunday at the Gong. And, you know, Saturday particularly, you know, it looks like it's going to be wet, but your preparation building up for that, how does that affect your preparations for the weekend?
I mean, yeah, maybe it will be less pleasant to get out and train in the rain. But we had a day last week that it was meant to rain all day. And it was, in fact, dry most of the day, only a little bit of rain in the afternoon. So we can live in hope.
There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing, eh?
that's what they say.
I think, yeah, there's a couple of wet days coming up in the week while everyone's trying to prepare. I just heard before that they're now thinking Saturday might be okay. So there's a bit of a shift in the weather moving the other way. So let's cross the fingers. So what's the plans for you after the Worlds? Do you have to go straight back to Europe, or are you staying on? What's the deal, Grace?
No, I'm my season finishes with the World Championships on Saturday, so I'll be putting my feet up and having a few pina coladas, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, pina colada is not my drink of choice. But
I was going to say, that's a random throw out the stuff.
It sort of just rolls off the tongue.
It does. There were great scenes when you're on the podium. You're obviously in the hot seat for a while there, but you only got to look at some of the photos and some of the stuff on social. How have you found the support in Wollongong so far?
Yeah, it was a really cool day yesterday, like right from before the race, you know, passing people, getting, you know, good luck. And then when I rolled, you know, pulled up onto the start ramp, suddenly the crowd just cheered at the start line, which was, I've never had that before in a time trial. And I was speaking to my roommate, Georgia Baker, and we both said, you know, we rolled off the ramp with a big grin on our faces because we had such good cheers. And then the whole way around the course, people were either cheering my name or cheering Go Aussie, which we never get in Europe, you know. You get the occasional personal cheer, but this was just next level. And then, yeah, on the hot seat, even though I was there for a really long time, it was actually quite fun because my family was in the crowd in front of me and there were lots of fans, and someone got the great idea to throw me stuff to sign. So then I was stuck doing that for a little while. But, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I bumped into Mum and Dad just walking around there just as you were about to start, I think, or you might have just started, and they were nervous, and but we're all, you know, we were talking it up, we were confident. But I was going to say, I watched you in the Com Games and again today, and you've been a really good time trialer for a long time, you know, winning Australian titles and that, but you seem to actually look better on the time trial bike than you ever have. Have you done any recent like testing or anything? Your position looks fantastic.
I think it's been a progressive thing that, yeah, I mean, I feel a lot better on my bike this year, the lap year, than I did previous years. And then I've got my custom extensions that, yeah, make me feel really comfortable in my position, and just in preparation for the Worlds in particular, not so much for the Com Games, I've done a lot of training in my position. So yeah, it's just that familiarity with the bike and the position, and also trusting the car behind that they'll tell you when you're going to run into something.
Well, that's a thing too, because you spend so much of the time now in that time in that position, that time drop position, where you're actually looking down, you're not looking ahead. So yeah, you've got to trust in someone, I guess.
Yeah, you're not seeing very far ahead of you, and especially on this course with the corners, like there are a few times where I was just in my position and then yeah, all of a sudden the car called a corner and I was like, oh crap, like, and you like right you just have to throw your bike into the corner because you've got no time to do anything else. But
yeah, I love that analogy.
What about the tactics for the weekend, Grace? Obviously, there's going to be some pretty big opponents in, you know, the Italians, the Dutch, the Belgians. You know, they're always there every year. But how do you think tactically it's going to pan out?
Yeah, well, it depends whether Annemiek van Vleuten attacks on the Mount Kira climb or not, which I'm not going to put it past her to do, because I think that's probably where she has her best advantage. But it's very early in the race. So in that scenario, it's probably going to be banding up with other nations to try and pull her back, or at least within reach. And then I think really it's going to be a race of attrition through the city circuits with the Rama Street climb, which is super steep and basically a max effort each lap. So I think the tactics is just trying to get myself and Alex Manley as far into the race as possible, and then I can just do what I like to do and be aggressive, and Alex obviously packs a really good sprint at the end of a hard race, so we've got those two moves up our sleeve. I think we can get a good result.
Given that you ride for FDJ, surely you get a little bit of support from the Frenchies.
Only two of my teammates are in the French team.
That's enough. So send one up the road. You'll be fine. We got to say, Johnny.
You're six laps. Because it's a decent little climb. I've only been up in a car. I've been up on the bike yet, but I brought the bike along. I'm planning to ride it in the next couple of days. But
make sure you've got some good gears on there. Yeah. Some easy gears.
Or sneakers.
We got a live comment, Johnny. Tom Maloney said he was listening to ABC Radio and they said, Aussies had a secret weapon in magpie attacks. We should tell all overseas riders to wear their TT helmets.
The problem is the magpies aren't very patriotic, and they've been attacking me as well. So
you have to get the cable tire trick. Don't you get cable ties popping out your helmet or something?
I've seen Europeans with that.
I might paint some eyes on the back of my helmet.
Yeah. That's the secret, eyes in the back of the helmet. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Johnny?
You mentioned Annemiek, and she was in great form last week in the Women's Vuelta, but she didn't seem to be on form yesterday in the time trial. Matter of fact, the vision kept going back to her. She never looks great on the bike. But she looked uncomfortable and not comfortable. A minute 43, that's a fair way back for someone who was expected to threaten for it. So I wonder if she's just a bit tired from the Vuelta and form's not quite there or what.
It's hard to know what went wrong. She said she couldn't do the power that she would usually do in a time trial. And whether that's jet lag or, just bad legs on the day. But one thing I have learnt with Annemiek is you can never discount her. She can have a bad day one week and then, be on an absolute flyer the next. And I think Yorkshire Worlds, where she won the road race, she didn't have a very good time trial. So,
did an enormous time trial in the road race.
I am not crossing her name off the list.
That the other challenge for all of you ladies is just the overall strength of the Dutch team. I mean, they've got, four women who could win, so they've got a lot of cards to play. But as you were just saying, Aussies have got a couple of cards to play as well.
Yeah, and it's always the story with the Dutch that, they've got multiple leaders, but they don't have the same cohesion within the squad. So they tend to counteract each other a little bit, whereas one of the reasons why the Italians are so successful in the World Championships is they always come together really well as a nation and support one or two key leaders. And I think that's our strength as well.
A couple more live comments before we let you go. Jacques C says, top effort, Grace. Was getting excited after Annemiek van Vleuten's time. Should we pencil you in for the TT title for Glasgow?
Yeah, it just in pencil, not in pen.
And Wendy Superfan said, she'll be roadside on Saturday to cheer you on. If that doesn't give you a lift. And Ian Thomas says, awesome ride, Grace. The stress sitting there in that hot seat must be immense. Is it stressful?
Yeah, I was surprised actually. Like, it sort of built over the time, but yeah, once Marlon Roos and Ilan van Dijk were out on course, I was getting nervous again. And it's a strange feeling to feel nervous when you've already done your race. Like, all I could do was over. And yeah, it was just a waiting game, but.
Well, as we said, you should be really proud of your ride, Grace, and we're super excited for the weekend because, as you said, all chips in, and you're super hungry for the bands, and we'll be cheering you on, Iffy.
Yes, for sure. And tell Elliot to call around the Sage Hotel. I don't know if he's allowed to catch up with you, but you're in here, to come and have a look at this wonderful art here, and I'll shout him a pina colada or whatever it is. What is it?
Pina colada. Pina colada.
A pina colada.
Good stuff.
Yeah, thanks heaps for coming on, Grace. You're a superstar. I know it's all a bit awkward at the moment with COVID and stuff. So Grace was going to come in and sit here and do it with me, but we would have both had to have masks on and all that, so it was easier for you just to ring in, even though you're in the same hotel around the corner.
Yeah, that's how it is these days.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff, guys. Well, really appreciate you being on the detour again, mate. We'll speak to you soon.
And we'll speak to you on Saturday evening when you've got that rainbow jersey. All right.
Yeah, and see you at the after party, Iffy.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
He'll be on the wheel. Don't worry about that. Yeah. Good on you, Grace. Yeah. Speak to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. See ya.
Grace Brown, superstar. Time for a drink break. When we come back, we've got another special guest, Johnny. Who we got?
We've got Agostino Girimondo here. Now, a lot of the old bikies who will be watching this go, well, it's not that Agostino, because there's two of them. They're cousins. Agostino Girimondo is one of the superstars at OzCycle and doing an amazing job in the marketing and everything of OzCycling. So, and we're going to talk about all things with the new Australian design of the jersey. There it is there with the Indigenous motif added in. And it's a wonderful story. So I'll only bugger it up if I start on it. So we'll wait till after the ad and we'll bring Extendo. And, of course, we'll talk about the under-23 world title that was on today.
All right. Plenty more to come. Stay tuned.
Look at this bike. You think it's just a bike, right? But it's not. It's a bike. 374 people are looking at. This guy, this girl, them. All looking at it. People from here, there, and wherever this is. People that are looking for a bike. Or just a piece of it. Amateurs. Semi-amateurs. And pro-amateurs. This guy wants this bike, but with this crank and these bars. This could be the perfect match. But not this one. This girl has a bike to sell, and thousands of people might purchase it. Eyes on Bikes help grow small businesses. His, hers, yours, and the latest data and insights help those businesses keep moving. We are the world's number one bike marketplace, with over 500,000 products and 900 brands, where buyers and sellers are brought together in a place where a bike is never just a bike. Bike Exchange, where the world buys, sells, learns, and rides.
Thanks again to the legends at Bike Exchange. Get over to bikeexchange.com.au. You need a road bike, gravel bike, mountain bike, e-bike. They've got sales on all bikes and bike accessories. You'll be supporting your local dealers, and they support this show and the world of cycling. So there's no excuses, Johnny. get on the website and support the legends that are Bike Exchange.
Nailed it again, Dan. You're getting better every day.
Yeah, mate. It's only taken me 2 years. And also, big plug to the Sage Hotel. Get on nexthotels.com/sage/Wollongong because they're looking after the show as well by putting you up, and then they'll be putting me up next weekend, Johnny. And they're getting behind the fantastic art gallery that we've been plugging yesterday as well.
Yes, no, they've been absolutely sensational. And the manager here, Mark, who's a sensational guy, I spent the afternoon with him watching the under-23s today. And we just had Miguel Soro, a fabulous Spanish artist. He was just here taking photos of us during the show. So he loves it, yeah.
What's his job now that he's got his gallery up? He can just enjoy the ambience and talk through the artwork and get on the vinos.
Yeah, only if they're Spanish, because he doesn't speak any English.
Oh, right. A lot of finger pointing, or a lot of head nodding.
Very good Italian. And he's trying on his... He's a legend. He's actually doing a couple of new artworks while he's here. And I was watching him today. To watch him actually producing this art is something else. He's going to do one up in the VIP area on the weekend as well. It's just amazing to watch him do it. Yeah,
fantastic. Now, as you said before the break, you've got a very special guest with you now, Effie.
Agostino Giramondo. G'day, Ag. Hi, mate.
G'day. I'm not sure about special, but good to be here. I didn't think I'd ever make it on this show.
Mate, take the compliment, because we usually throw mud on this show, so you got away. Got away cleanly.
Go for it.
It'll happen. Yeah.
But if you want to talk about the design with the kit and the story behind it.
You want me to go?
Go for it.
Look, it's probably Marnie Fechner is the best one to talk about in great detail, but what I can say is that we made this decision to look at the kit, you know, about 12 months ago, and it's been a journey in itself. And, you know, Marnie engaged Sinead Sutton, artist in Cairns, who was very careful and respectful about how we did this. And when we launched the video, it was explained how we got there. And that's just the start of the story. That's the green dot. There's a red dot and a blue dot that'll evolve, post-Worlds, and, will appear in other places. But we felt this kit was very special. And then we engaged Santini. And, from Monica down, everyone was super engaged and really excited. Some of the feedback we got was that, the old Cycling Australia kit was very conservative and it was hard to change. And so, they felt that we probably wouldn't go all the way like we did on this one, but we have. And that, we rarely get 100% satisfaction from people, but I think we have on this one. It's really good. And we've taken this to another level where it's incorporated in little lapels that we've created. And if you go to Osborne Park, just around near the...
there's the bus.
Near the 1 kilometre mark. We've engaged AAT Kings as a partner. Approached them really cold about this idea of, trying to recreate a world tour bus. And it was Rory Sutherland's idea. I was on the phone with Rory and he said, wouldn't it be great if we could get the team on a bus? I said, leave it with me. We'll have a go. And, I approached them and they were great. They didn't really understand what I was asking for at the start, but once we explained it and the story of the jersey and where we were going, AAT Kings have a business called Unique Experiences, which is a tour company that has immersive tours into Indigenous communities. So there was a real link. And, that's the sort of thing that works in partnerships when you can find common ground. And so this bus will take the team up to the start line on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we'll bus back some special guests. And for 3 months afterwards, it's going to stay wrapped and it's going to do day tours up and down the east coast of Australia, so the eastern seaboard. So I'm really excited about that partnership.
Do you think that also from a sort of marketing symbolic nature, is it feels like a fresh start, a fresh way of moving forward with the brand under, because obviously there's been some big changes with the old cycling banner, but this is all sort of part of that?
It definitely is. It's firstly, when it comes to partnerships, we've had to start anew because we didn't have any. We had lots of partnerships, but we didn't really have any big ones, and they've come and gone. So you have to recreate your brand, but you've got to stand for something behind it too. So this is one part. I just think adopting AusCycling. I noticed yesterday that we've probably taken a quantum leap because it was such a magical day yesterday that the AusCycling brand has probably now just taken over the AusCycling Australia. We shouldn't be referred to as Cycling Australia anymore. It still happens, but this brand's incorporated mountain bike and BMX and all disciplines, and it's really important that it is new. And so this is one way of showing it for sure.
Yeah. Well, it was handy at the Olympics having that banner because we won gold in the BMX.
Yeah. It was the only one, unfortunately, but it was a great one. And I think, you know, if you look at the sport, and 20 years ago when I was riding a bike, not that well, but you know, you wouldn't think of a roadie or a trackie riding a mountain bike or there was no such thing as CX, or not as popular as what it is now. And now a normal bike rider has many, many bikes and goes across many disciplines, and it's quite natural. So it makes a lot of sense. You know, if you use Logan as a symbol, most kids will relate to someone like Logan Martin. And as they grow up, they'll either stay in that BMX or they'll cross over into the other disciplines. But there's a lot of backtracking. You can come and go, and it's not just about a pathway from one bike to another. It's all bikes for all people.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bloke named Robbie McEwen, pretty handy sprinter. He started off on BMX, you say, right, Ryan Bailey as well. So there's plenty of come through that avenue.
Well, just on that, if you look at, say, you know, like 5 years ago, we wouldn't have got criticised for having a clash between mountain bike nationals and the Warnie.
Yeah.
And you have riders like Brendan Johnson. So now that's where it's important to avoid those sorts of clashes, because riders are doing both and teams are putting riders in both.
Yeah, for sure.
When we had Rory Sutherland on, would have been about a year ago, if he was talking about the passion for the jersey and what that means. Yeah. And you see in other codes, they really are big on their heritage. Like we gave the example of Paddy Mills with the Boomers and how he brought back old players from the Boomers to really buy into that history of what it means to pull that jersey on. You know, I've seen photos of Cadell Evans floating around. You know, you've got guys like Mick Rogers and all these big name riders, you know, male and female, that give that history. Is that something that AusCycling moving forward is going to try and incorporate, sort of that history and some of the names that have been a big part of the journey?
So I'm not sure if you already know something, but we are doing something that's behind closed doors because of the COVID protocols on Thursday, and it is a very special jersey presentation, and we're trying to adopt, you know, like what the baggy green does in cricket or in footy. And, you know, the names you mentioned, you know, may or may not be involved in that. That's, you know, that's certainly something that we want to incorporate. What we'd love to do is, you know, get into a numbering system too, where there's a number behind every jersey. I mean, that's a big piece
that's
of
great.
Work. But that, you're right about the love of the jersey, the pride in it, and that this jersey seems to have done that. I don't think it didn't exist before. It always did. There was always a pride in this. It's an Australian thing.
Of course it was, even back in my day, mate.
Absolutely.
But I can tell you, you can tell, you know, Rory's obviously doing a good job, because there is a real, like we were talking with Flappy yesterday, they're all in for bling, you know. Mm. There is no talk about, you know, two people being involved in it. They're in for bling, and you can tell that in talking with Grace just before. You know, the girls have got a plan, but they're all in together. It's a really tight group.
Yeah, it's interesting what Grace said about the Italians, because us Italians actually normally don't get along with each other. So it's interesting. but Plappy was right, and you know, I mean, the culture is really important. We saw it even at the Comm Games where you had a rider like Alyssa Pilates go onto the track after the team won the team pursuit, and that may not have happened before or been encouraged before. Yeah. So that sort of thing is what changes culture. It's little steps. I loved listening to Luke last night. I mean, he's a Carlton supporter, so he's probably happy today because they finally won something this year. you know, but I've known Luke for a long time, and been president of Brunswick, and you know, really proud association with him, and a great family. But just to listen to him speak about how they're all in is quite heartening. It's very emotional to listen to something like that, because you know that's what they're here for. They've got a mission, and a personal personal goals get set aside. It's beautiful. That's what team sport's all about.
Yeah.
Now, we did say when you first come on the show, careful, we're not always sunshine and rainbows. Will Wizard's got the Wumbled out, and he says, absolute disgrace that the host station didn't have a starter in the under-23 TT Championship. Where's the last 2 years Oz champion Carter Turnbull? Now, the Will Wizard, he calls it as he sees it.
Yep.
How can you respond?
So in cricket terms, he's got a straight bat, just straight back to the bowler. I'm not a selector, and I can't answer that, unfortunately. It would be nice to have riders in everything, but there's obviously a reason for that, and I'm not going to go into it. I don't know.
Fair enough, mate.
I'd like to know what it is because I can't fathom why you'd have a world championship in town and not have an Australian in it.
I mean, there's all I can say is that there are lots of meetings and lots of consideration given to these things. So I think that the decisions that are made have got reasons.
There's a reason. I'd just like to know what it is.
Yeah. Well, you call yourself a journo. Go out and get the story. Get the hard hitting questions in there.
Okay.
All right. Now talking about the under 23, Iffy. Norwegian Vikings have come and raided again. They're going to go back on the ship with a bag full of gold.
Søren and Warren Skold. Warren Skold? I think that's Warren Skold is how you say it. But Søren will do. Søren will do, yeah. And he was in the hot seat for quite a while. Young Hayter was in early. Leo, he did a very good ride. And then they all had to wait for the second last off was the Belgie, Alex Sajat. And he really brought it home, but not quite enough. So he moved into the second spot. And Leo and a young Kiwi who rode a great ride, Logan Curry. Just missed the medal. He looked like getting a medal until the Belgie come and kicked him off the bottom seat. But the top seven riders were all within 30 seconds. So great finale.
On Logan Curry, his uncle messaged us and he said, "Hey boys, since there's no Aussies in the under 23 men's, how about you give a Kiwi a plug? Logan Curry rides for Black Spokes in Europe. He's off third last and a good chance. Also my nephew. Cheers, love the show." So good on you, Andrew Wright. We gave Logan a plug. And we even got a photo of him from last year's Worlds, and that's with Craig Geeter traveling behind the bike exchange van. So we'll be looking out for Logan. Thanks for the support. We'll give him a plug anytime he gets a result, mate. Don't worry about that. Ian Page says Logan Curry representing the Anzac. So we did have a representation. Just under the wider banner. So maybe we should get an Anzac kit.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work on it.
Well, we've got the juniors in the under-19s tomorrow, and we've got some very good young guys in there. That'll be a really good race. So we've got the junior guys and girls. So I should have the whole list here to go through them, but we'll go through them tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, thanks again for the support, guys. YouTube.com/D2podcast. And it is going to be a big build to the final weekend. The crowds will be pouring in, Iffy.
Yes. Look, it's been a wonderful buzz in Wollongong because it's a fantastic venue for a world title. And when you drive down where they race down on Saturday and Sunday over that, what they call the Sea Bridge or whatever it is, it's just world-class, spectacular. So
the footage yesterday was great. We've got a big screen in one of the parks, which we've renamed Australia Park. And just listening to the people talking, the chat, when they were seeing their own city in the background and just seeing Australia, was a real sense of pride. And I can't wait for the weekend. We're handing out flags. We've got little autograph cards. It's going to be massive. Hope the weather holds up.
And fantastic. Dan's even coming here for it. Dan's arriving.
That's really big.
Dan's arriving.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Bring the house down. Looking forward to it, mate. Good to catch up in person. Thanks for coming on the show. Aggie, thanks to Grace Brown. And we're going to be back with plenty more detours throughout the week. Anything you want to add before we wrap things up, Iffy?
No. I'm just looking forward to tomorrow's juniors or whatever they call it, juniors under 19. They're called juniors, I think, in the Worlds. But it will be, it's the stars of the future. We've got a couple of really good young Aussie boys who I'm looking forward to catching up with.
And if we can bag a gold, we'll get a print made by our artiste on the ground, Johnny.
Yes, well, young Cam Rogers is a young nephew of Mick, son of Pete, who was one of our great cyclists, and he's in with a big chance.
All right, well, we're all in for Cam. Simple. Yeah. All right. Thanks again, guys. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take it easy. Yeah. Cheers.